ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I'm Lizzie Hu, and I'm a comedian. And here's what I know. The best advice I ever received is nobody is looking at you at the gym. And that comes from my middle brother, who, when I went through my fitness phase, I was just really self-conscious in the gym. I was like, oh, it's just such a dude's area. I just feel really uncomfortable in there. And he just looked at me and said, nobody's looking at you. Nobody cares about what you're doing. He said that to me when I was maybe 16, 17, and that has stuck with me for my whole life because it transpires to all other areas of life when you're feeling self-conscious. It's like, nobody cares about what you're doing. Nobody cares about what you're wearing. You know, and if they do, why? So that's just something that I have in my head when I'm doing something new or uncomfortable. I always just have my brother's voice in my ear that's like, nobody cares. The advice I would give to my younger self is that hair straighteners will be invented. I grew up with really curly, frizzy, untamable hair, and I remember in high school ironing my hair out on an iron board. I tried so hard to get it straight, and then came along the hair straightener, and it changed my life. So I think the lesson there is that something will come along and fix it. Something will happen, whether it's a person, a tool, a program, an app. There'll be something that makes it easier. A small change or habit that changed my life is I try not to turn up on time now. I don't want to be too late, but I used to be a really early person, real stickler for time. But I lived in Mongolia for 1 year, which is crazy. But some advice I got from someone who'd lived there for a while, he said to us, get the haircut. If you're on the way to a meeting, just take your time, get the haircut, have a drink, do whatever, because the next day will happen. It's not going to matter. And I've just always thought about that when I'm worried about being late for somewhere. Something I'm looking forward to is getting my dog back from my ex because we share custody of him, which is a very millennial thing to do, I think, share custody of a dog with an ex. But every time I get him back, I'm just so excited. And he's a beautiful big boy. His name's Owen. He's a greyhound, a rescue, obviously. I'm better than you. And I just can't wait to hug him because he's so big. He's the perfect little spoon. So if he lies down, I can actually lie down on the floor and give him a huge human hug. And I just love it so much. Anytime I get him back, I just look forward to it.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.